Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
Well, it's back to Brexit, as you heard Shane mention there. That is the story dominating the news agenda, certainly today. The Irish Independence headline, boom to bust, no deal Brexit will push us to the brink of recession. And also the Irish Examiner leads with no deal Brexit to cost 34,000 jobs. This is the warning from the central bank that's been published this morning. Boris Johnson crashing Britain out of the EU at Halloween will lead to a dramatic Irish economic slowdown, resulting in 34,000 less jobs and also see a potential full-blown sterling crisis. The central bank is warning in its new forecasts. They're against this backdrop, of course, of the election of Boris Johnson as the new British Prime Minister. They say it'll significantly increase the risk of the UK exiting the EU at the end of October with no transitional deal. It's also led in recent days to a new run on sterling, which piles, of course, the pressure on Irish food exports and small firms. And now economists and business groups are warning that the run on the pound in recent days will actually hurt Irish companies and households, but it's actually going to happen well before any crash out at Halloween. The economist Jim Power says that once sterling goes over 90 pence, it starts actually exerting pressure, and the impact of the sterling crisis, of course, will be felt within weeks and not within months. And the financial warning came as the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson clashed in the future of the backstop and the growing no-deal Brexit threat in their first formal phone call, something we were talking about here on the show yesterday. After 6 days of no contact, which of course alarmed diplomats on both sides of the Irish Sea, Boris phoned Leo Varadkar just before midday yesterday for the leader's first one-to-one chat or talks. And despite government buildings and Downing Street describing the talks as friendly, sources on the front of the Irish Times this morning saying there was no breakthrough, Boris Johnson insisting on a deal that abolishes the backstop, and also Leo Varadkar insisting no other options are available. There'll be more on this story coming up in News Talk Breakfast just after 8 o'clock this morning, but also that is the story of the day. Plenty of analysis and editorial comment and also business implications, something Vincent will be discussing too, right across all of the papers this morning. The Irish Times headline, Lane and Honohan raised bank governor concerns, that's their headline this morning. And also across the papers today, the weather forecast yesterday in Dublin, the rain, power shower soak city, that's the headline on the front of the Irish Times as well this morning. Just a quick look at some of the tabloids, their headlines today. The Star's headline, Gold Finger. The Mirror leads with Love Island as well this morning. And the Daily Mail leads with Boris and Leo clash over the backstop. But the Herald and the Sun, also a story across plenty of the broadsheets as well this morning, leading with a story about a probe into an alleged sex attack. But to some of the other stories that you were going to be hearing lots about today, one of those is, of course, creches and Tusla, because they're appearing before the Oireachtas Children's Committee later on today. That's something we'll be discussing here in Breakfast Briefing in around 10 minutes' time. But the front page of the Irish Times this morning, closing down creches at short notice, not in the interests of families. The paper is political reporter Jennifer Bray writing this morning that a senior official in the Department of Children is expected to tell the Oireachtas Committee that it would not be in the interest of children or parents if Tusla were to close down services immediately whenever they observe non-compliance in a child care centre. And the Assistant General Secretary due to appear before the Oireachtas Committee later, and this follows the Undercover Investigates documentary that aired on RTÉ television last week. You'll be hearing lots more about that story today as well. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning, super Garda regions and divisions proposed. I've no doubt this story is going to lead to a lot of political reaction, particularly in local areas, but the story today, most local Garda divisions are set now to double in size in a massive shake-up of the Garda organisation. And according to the Irish Examiner today, this would mean that many local Garda divisional headquarters will actually move considerable distances away into now neighbouring divisions. And a draft of the forthcoming divisional policing model actually envisages cutting the number of Garda divisions from 28 down to 19, with a similar reduction in the number of chief superintendents. And the proposals will also reduce regions from 6 to 4, with a new northern region region stretching now from Mayo to Louth, and a new eastern region running from Meath down to Waterford. And some Garda sources quoted in the Irish Examiner today believe the cut in divisions in particular could actually become a major local political issue, and I've no doubt that will be the case. More on that story in the front of the Irish Examiner too this morning. Also in the front of the paper, firefighters want Garda backup after stone attack. That's the headline this morning. Firefighters in Cork City have called now for Garda backup and assistance to call-outs after a colleague was injured in a stone attack. According to the paper, it's the third time in 2 years that a firefighter has been injured in the line of duty. More on that story, the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. Also, Pet Farms seeks to find new homes for animals as insurance firms cease cover. Animals appear, according to the Irish Times page 2 today, to have become the latest casualty now of the insurance cover crisis, as owners of some pet farms are scrambling to try and rehome dozens of breeds before being forced to close. And this is after one pet farm in County Meath is preparing to close on Wednesday after failing to secure an insurer to renew their premium of €370 a year. There's more on that story, page 2 of the Irish Times today. Also back in the Irish Examiner again this morning, an eco-protest sees Bug Hotel event scrapped. The opening of what's described as a 5-star Bug Hotel in Cork City Park has been cancelled amid concerns over an eco-protest. And City Hall said today's planned community event to celebrate the new biodiversity project at the Shallon Park in association with Gas Network Ireland's will not go ahead as planned. And there's more on that story in the front of the Irish Examiner, also reaction to that as well today. The Irish Independent have an interesting story this morning, page 9 of the paper. Their headline today, 4,200 couples are missing their revenue wedding gift. About 4,200 newly wedded couples could be missing out on the chance to boost their marital bliss by thousands of euro. A tax consultancy firm said that couples married in the last 4 years are failing to cash in on a wedding present from revenue by claiming a potentially lucrative tax refund, and they'd actually be entitled to the relief if even 5% of the 85,000 couples who got married between last year and between 2015 and last year didn't receive it. And this is according to taxback.com. And marriage relief can be claimed for the months after the wedding when a couple continue to be treated as two single people, basically for tax purposes. But if the tax they paid during that time is actually higher than they would have been due if they were taxed as a couple, and they can claim the difference as a refund. And they have, you will be glad to know though, if you were married between 2015 and 2018 and you haven't availed of that, you have up to 4 years to do so under the revenue regulations. Page 9, the Irish Independent, if you want more on that story today. Also, the Irish Times again this morning, been talking about the weather forecast over the past number of days, but Met Éireann is appealing to the public to offer suggestions for names of next season's storms. The name Our Storms initiative has been running since 2015 in conjunction with the UK Met Office, and this year the KNMI in the Netherlands is also going to take part now in this collaboration. And the names selected to go through the alphabet will alternate between male and female names, so there's no storms for Q, U, X, Y or Z. So don't even bother making suggestions with those initials. But Met Éireann said that it had been blown away, if you like, by the response to its appeal. We want to hear from you this morning though. If you're going to name a storm, what do you think it should be? Don't bother texting in anything about Hurricane Andrea. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Also in the papers today, an eco-tech home. Interesting piece actually in the Mirror today, page 10 of the paper. What adults think their home is going to look like into the future. We talk so much about technology and advances in technology in recent times, but apparently arguing with your heat thermometer in the house and arguing with your partner about the temperature of the room is going to become a thing of the past as future technology homes are being displayed, because by 2030, tech experts believe that intelligent temperature control bed sheets will be a real thing and toilets will transform waste energy into energy for electric cars. Page 10 of the Mirror.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.